gentlemen. He means us. Yes, sir.
These are the men I was telling you about. Boys, I want you to meet Mr. Amscray, Mr. One, Hailstone, Gallstone, Pebble.
How do you do?
Shalom.
We've come here to offer you the greatest opportunity of your life.
You mean you let us paper the living room?
No. You're through with papering. My partners and I are going to make you dictator of Maronica.
Dictator? What does a dictator do?
A dictator? Why, he makes love to beautiful women, drinks champagne, enjoys life, and never works. He makes speeches to the people, promising them plenty, gives them nothing, then takes everything. That's a dictator.
A parasite. That's for me.
Quiet while I think. Well, what about it? I like the job, all right, but I can't leave my two pals. You know, our motto has always been one for all and all for me.
Bedlar.
Bedlar.
Gentlemen, so as not to break up your little triumvirate, we're going to make this man field marshal and head of all our fighting forces.
Can I have a uniform and a real sword?
You can have 100 uniforms. Just go out and shoot 100 generals and help yourself.
I'll shoot 200 generals.
What's that?
It's a machine gun.
Let me see.
Look!
We'll make this man minister of propaganda.
Propaganda? What's that?
A propaganda marries a momaganda, and they raise a lot of little goslings.
We'll take the job. What do we do? First, you start a beer putsch.
How?
You put your beer down and wait for the pretzels.
No. You go to the saloons and you buy free beer for all the saloonatics. Then you march them to the palace and force the king to abdicate. That makes you dictator.
Hail, hail, Hailstone, the dictator!
Hail, hail, Hailstone!
Wahoo!
My good people of Maronica, I am very happy to see this little gathering. We must throw off the yoke of monarchy and make our country safe for hypocrisy. Our motto shall be Maronica for morons. We will have less work and more play. Every Thursday you will receive hamburger and egg. Maronica must expand. We must extend our neighbors a helping hand. We will extend them two helping hands and help ourselves to our neighbors. Item all. I try to hit him for face. Give me courage. Hot carbon. Ellis, see to pull a cut. Try to hit him for face. Hot carbon. I'm quite pippy. Boy, I see it. Run a ticket at cricket. Hot carbon. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hallelujah.
We will now pause for station identification. This is NUTS.
When you hear the conch on the dome, it will be 3 o'clock, Bologna watch time.
3 o'clock, Bologna watch time.
Here's how.
I know how.
Ring for my secretary.
You mean secretary?
I said secretary.
Secretary.
Which is correct?
Stenographer. I'll ring for it.
I still say secretary.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Hold that. What do you mean by reading a book? Suppose you learn something. Loyal Maronicans shouldn't read. Take your troops out and have them burn every book in Maronica. Go burn the books.
Why burn the books?
There are too many bookmakers. The bookies are overrunning the country. Those are my orders.
Hail, hail, Hailstone!
Wahoo!
Yes?
Matty Herring is here to see you.
Marinate and send her in.
Yes, sir.
I caught this man walking down the street with a chicken.
Blonde or brunette?
Quiet. Where did you get the chicken?
From an egg.
Where'd you get the egg?
From a chicken.
A vicious cycle. We must kill it. Remind me to kill a cycle.
Quiet. Put him in a concentrated camp.
Gone. Gone, then. Gone.
On second thought, throw him to the lions.
But we have no lions.
How can I throw anyone to the lions when we have no lions?
Oh, don't worry, little fella. We'll get you nice, ferocious lions.
With long claws that scratch like this.
And long white teeth that bite like that.
As minister of propaganda, I
don't want to hear from you.
What's the matter with him?
He's a little grouchy. Got up on the wrong side of the gutter this morning.
Why, you double-crosser, you.
What's the matter?
Get a confession of a nasty spy and shoot her. Hey, how can you shoot her with dice?
They're loaded. What happened?
That Matty Herring escaped.
And you shot me in the excitement, you fool.
What can we do?
We'll start a blitzkrieg.
Oh, goody. I just love blintzes, especially with sour cream.
Ich freue mich in ganz die Verzeihung gehabt haben. Ich habe mich nicht in Publik gehabt haben. Ja?
Ja.
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 Get him. As Minister of Umfola, I object. Your minorities are creeping into our majorities until you're making our majorities minorities.
Objection overruled.
Peace! We want peace!
Yes, a piece of this and a piece of that country.
What we want is a corridor through Double Crossier as an outlet into the Bay of Window.
Please, when we object. Quiet!
The gentlemen object. Appease them.
How about throwing them to the new lines?
No, let's appease them. I just love appeasing.
Why, this is rough. It's outrageous.
I'm trying to clean my hair. This thing was up there. Why can't you
get away with this? It's outrageous.
Oh, boy, that's what I call a peace conference. At last, things are beginning to come our way.
You said it.
Things are coming our way, all right. The king, Matty Herring, and a million people.
Summers at thebritsummershow.com.
Presents the sweet sound of success. The tune voted best. The number one tune this week.
We'll be coming down Fifth Avenue upon St. Patty's Day. A great day for the Irish all across the USA. But begorra, what is this I hear? This crying ballyhoo. There's a bunch of queers again this year who say that Irish too. Oh, God loves the Irish, unless of course you're gay. If you are, you won't be marching upon St. Patty's Day. You can be a bum, a bucket of scum, sure, and that's okay. But you can't be Irish if you're gay. The Order of Hibernians, whose eminence is grey, have delivered this pronouncement upon the blessed day. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell and nestled in the sea, but you're going straight to hell for homosexuality. Oh, God loves the Irish, unless of course you're gay. That was their pronouncement as the pipes began to play. You can be a con, a mafia don, God loves you anyway. But you can't be Irish if you're gay.
No.
O-L-E-S-B-I-A-N and S spells lesbians. Choosing other women for to mate with. Devil a man can never get a date with. L-E-S-B-I-A-N and S we say. It's a shame that these dames want to come out and march with us. Lesbians, no way. Well, just ask Cardinal O'Connor. He's sure to set you straight. It's boys like the Kennedys that made this country great. We don't allow no Peter Pan, the wedding of the green. And when we say up the Irish, boys, that isn't what we mean.
No.
Oh, God loves the Irish as long as men are men. Except perhaps the leprechauns, we've never been short of them. You can be stinking drunk and hurling chunks, we'll laugh it all away. But you can't be Irish if you're gay. No, you can't be Irish if you're gay. Don't even try being Irish if you're gay.
Skyhawk Radio, iTunes, Brit Summers, Substack, Amazon Music. Yeah, I'm on there. Patreon, SoFlow Channel, Acast. Radio Public, Listen Notes, Zencaster, and Pocket Cast, not to mention SoundCloud. I'm on all these things. Well, you do it. You do it better than me.
All of these things.
This is Britt Summers broadcasting live from ground zero of the measles epidemic. Yeah, it's taken off here, ladies and gentlemen. We're a breeding ground for measles because of this guy... Lapdog. Oh, no. I mean, Lapido. this quack that DeSantis has put in charge of our health department for the entire state. He don't believe in vaccines, and he probably says the measles doesn't exist. He's a real quack. He's a voodoo doctor. He's a nutcase. And this is what we got in Florida. So if you got kids, I would try to find a vaccine somewhere. I know they've got to be somewhere. They're not illegal. They're just advising you not to get one. So your kids get measles and die. Like, please. This place is such a, like I said before, it's a sewer. I'm glad I got a lot of positive responses for the last show with the top 40 of June 69. That took three shows to do. So I got to figure out a way to cut it down so I can fit it into the shows. But I do like the idea of getting angry the first half hour and then getting happy the second hour. Let me tell you something that happened. Let me tell you about the power of the mind. I am on all kinds of pain pills. Let's just say on the street, they're very illegal type pain pills. But I don't feel them. But they control my pain. Even sitting here right now, I can feel my legs and my back just killing me. And that's on like
about 30, man.
Pain pills and other stuff for the cancer. So that's how I feel normally, just sitting here. So doing that show last week, playing those songs, I don't want to say which songs they were, but a couple of them, really filled me with happiness. I don't know why. I mean, I was just putting them together and throwing them on, spinning the stacks of wax. And I felt so, I guess a moment of clarity or something. I just, something about the music I was playing. I got up. I had to go pee, okay? So I paused everything, took my headphones off. I got up, which is hard for me to do, get up, because I'm a gimp. So I got up, and then I noticed something when I was standing. All of my pain was gone. My pain was gone. And I got up normally, like a regular human being, without going, I didn't have to do any of that. It was wonderful. And then, as I stood there, within seconds, it all came rushing back. All the pain came back. But isn't that something? I didn't even realize it. It's like the music I was playing was hypnotizing me out of the pain. You know how I can't get hypnotized either. That's the weird thing. Oh, and by the way, I'm getting acupuncture. The VA has acupuncture. And I got to tell you, it's, say what you will about it, whether it works or not. The one thing it really, really does is it relaxes you. Yeah, I mean, I only went to one session. I got weekly sessions coming up, and I wanted to see what happened with the first one, which was nothing really. But what it does is it makes you feel so relaxed, and you don't feel the needles. What you do feel is the hot heat lamp. They put a heat lamp on you. That's annoying. But you feel so, good leaving the place. I mean, your pain's still there, but you just feel nice. And I never really made fun of acupuncture, except for when you walk out of there with the needle still in you. So maybe acupuncture has a point. I'm going back. I'm hoping that helps. Or maybe I'll just play that music again. You know, I play this music for you, but I don't always just play music. You know, throughout the week, I gather my show prep. I figure out, and I put myself under pressure to get the shows out. But I don't always get to just sit back and hear the music I like. And that show, I sat back and enjoyed that music. And it really had a positive effect. So I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking. Maybe every show, I can bitch and be angry the first half. And the second half, I could do a music show. Just continue doing it that way. It's restful. It's nice. And it's a nice escape from all the stupid bullshit that's going on right now. And from the MSNBC, because I know my audience watches MSNBC because they're nothing else on, maybe CNN selectively, but yeah, because fuck CNN. But MSNBC, they're supposed to be our network. They're supposed to be, and all it is, Trump, 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 Trump. That's all it is. Turn the cameras off. What are you giggle babies doing? I mean, what are you like? Oh, look, he's a former president of, and he's running again. This is historical. It's sensational. Let's keep it on the air all day. Trump, 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 Trump. He doesn't have to spend a nickel on his campaign. You know that? I point MSNBC out particularly because they're supposed to be supporting Joe Biden. I see very little of Joe Biden, and I hear little support for Joe Biden. It's on there, but not much. Mainly, it's a reel of, no matter what this discussion's about, on the screen somewhere is split. Is a B-reel of Trump playing the invisible accordion. They can't keep their eyes off that fat orange fucker. I can't believe that this country, America, isn't sick of looking at him. Aren't you sick and tired of looking at that asshole mouth? Haven't you had enough? My God, I mean, yeah, okay, he wants to be a dictator and all this stuff. But really, you want to look at him for another 4 years or for the rest of your life? I can't stand seeing him. I can't stand hearing him. But they won't stop playing him. Please, MSNBC, I know where your sympathies lie, you know, to get more sponsors. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of those animal control spots. Maybe that's a telling sign. What was the other spots that they run that are 5 minutes long? The, not the St. Jude one, the Shriners ad. The Shriners ad, where they have these 30 and 40-year-old men, these dwarfs, that look like little kids talking on the commercial. These are grown adults, grown men. Okay, they're dwarfs, but they're posing as children. In fact, one of them shows them driving a car or something. Won't you help? Boy, that was a good one. Maybe we got some more donations there. anyway, so they're running those. That's a very telling sign that they need sponsorship. So their sales department is telling the news division to run up those numbers. And trumpety, trumpety, trumpety. All three primetime shows and the two shows before that. If they're really Trump haters like they say they are, the pundits and all that, if they really, really are, how come they can't take their eyes off him? That's my question of the week. The entire MSNBC lineup, but I have to say, with the exception of Lawrence O'Donnell, he steps out of that circle now and then. But the entire lineup from 5 o'clock on till 11 o'clock, it's Trump after Trump after Trump, and it won't stop. Turn the fucking cameras off. You know, I feel like this is 2015 all over again. I feel like this is, 9 years ago when I was saying the same exact thing. Although he wasn't an ex-president then, but, you know, he was a fat fool going down an escalator. And that then they had a toilet cam of him. But now it's not like that, but they can't stop running B-roll, and they have to have a picture of them, like the zoom-out pictures, the zoom-in pictures. It's not necessary, news director at MSNBC. We know what that ugly fat fuck looks like. We know. Stop promoting him. Stop promoting his campaign. And the apology from Bob Kennedy, who has nothing to do with Robert F. Kennedy, to his family for that spot they ran in the Super Bowl from 1960, the Kennedy spot. Scotch taped his face in it. It has Bannon written all over it. It has Roger Stone written all over it. They took his campaign ad and glued his face. I mean, it's, not only is it amateur and stupid, it's fucking ridiculous. And it's cheap and shitty to do that, to take John F. Kennedy's face out of there and stick his ugly puss in there, who has no voice. It could be attributed to, well, at one time, he was a smack freak. He was a heroin addict. And, you know, it isn't too far-fetched to think that maybe he still is. And that's pretty much probably took out his voice. He probably put the needle in his Adam's apple.
He talks like this or whatever it is, you know. I'm Robert F. Kennedy.
When he should sound like, I'm Robert F. Kennedy, and let's press ahead, move forward. But he doesn't talk that way.
No.
No, he does not. Because he's a creep. He's a freak. And he's working for Putin. You know why? Because something called Project 2025. Like Dean Obadala says, under Trump's and Putin's direction, Republicans in Congress are doing everything they can to damage the people of the United States. They believe it'll help them in the 24 election if they can ruin the U.S. economy while convincing American voters our system of government is so corrupt, deep state, that we should consider replacing democracy with an autocratic strongman like Putin's Russia. Tucker Carlson even suggested that Russia was a better place to live than the U.S. And people are buying it. We don't have the America we used to have, where we're, you know, victors in World War II, and then we saw the communism later on. There was two times they went after communism. First, they went after the Jews, which was at the UAC, the House Un-American Committee, with McCarthy and Roy Cohn. Yeah, those two. They called. They were looking for communists. They were looking for Jews to ruin their lives. They were taking up where Hitler left off, which is a fucking shame. Because you know it should have been at that time. It should have been a time for America to just lay back and enjoy everything it went through those 4 years in World War II, and for some other of the vets that went through it from 39 on, helping Canada. We don't have that anymore. You know, we had real American pride back then outside of that shit with the, you know, accusing every Jew that they were communists. I don't want to mention the Rosenbergs by name. We couldn't take a few moments to just enjoy the victory we had and show our gratitude to the ones who sacrificed their lives for this country? Huh?
No!
Instead, they went right out for the hatred. Naturally, Republicans went right for the hatred. The hatred's got to be there. But that kind of died out towards the mid-50s. And then we did live in the life we should. Well, you know, unless you were black. Yeah. That's right. You know, the 50s and 60s, if you were white, yeah, that was a great time to live. If you were black, no. Not so much. But I do know some people that did grow up during that time, and they had a very. You want to see somebody who grew up around that time and lived in a very nice area? Cory Booker, he grew up in Bergen County, New Jersey. His parents had money, so it wasn't all, you know. But yeah, it was there. He's been quiet lately. Anybody hear from Cory Booker?
No.
They revel in pitting racial, religious, and gender groups against each other while embracing a form of fascism that pretends to be grounded in Christianity, all while welcoming Putin's social media trolls who are promoting these divisions, and I have been getting hits from them, too. It's easy to turn them off. It starts with a text on your phone. Watch that John Oliver from last week. All of them are online. There's a very good piece about that, how they infiltrate your life and, you know, with bullshit texts and everything. Mainly lonely people get hooked onto that. Republican-aligned think tanks are working on Project 2025, a naked attempt to consolidate power in the White House to support a strongman president who can override the will of the people, privatize Social Security and Medicare, shut down our public school system, fully criminalize abortion and homosexuality. Even though most of them are. Sam Alito called for something like that this week. And abandon our democratic allies in favor of realignment with Russia, China. What do you mean? That's wrong. Realignment. When have we ever been aligned with Russia and North Korea? Trump got us here by openly playing to the fears and prejudices of people who freaked out by the rapid post-1964 Browning of America. Putin jumped in to help amplify the message, and social media trolls are posting thousands of times a day. You know, it's a rinse and repeat of 2015. They're doing exactly what they did in 2015. You know why? Because nothing happened to them for what they did in 2015. That spy, that James Comer, not Comey, but Comer, was using Joe Biden's laptop. And the oil company and all that shit. It was all bullshit. It was all lies. And the guy was busted for it. Of course, the Republicans won't admit they fucked around. They fucked up. But they were conned by the lies. And naturally, there was nothing going on with the Bidens at all. So that a conspiracy thing where they want to impeach Biden, that just collapsed because the guy was a fake. Just like they're fakes. And the only reason they wanted to indict Joe Biden was to level the playing field for Trump. So they're absolutely working. Half the Republican Party is absolutely working for Putin. Now, if only we had an FBI or a CIA, something like that, to look into that. You know, where their money's coming from. That's where you start. Where's the money coming from? What deposits did they make last week? Huh? I know it's from a shell company. But what shell company? They can trace it. Putin's efforts to help Trump, of course, go back to the 2016 campaign, as I said. As detailed in the Mueller report released in 2019, the Russian government interfered in the 2016 presidential election in sweeping and systemic fashion. The report explained in detail how Trump knew that Putin was trying to help him win and welcomed that help. As the report laid out, the investigation established that Russian government perceived it would benefit from a Trump presidency and worked to secure that outcome. The Trump campaign expected it would benefit electorally from that information stolen and released through Russian efforts. But they won't unredact that Mueller report because we have, well, I'm starting to think maybe Merrick Garland's working for Putin too, because he could have had that done. That means Trump and his campaign 100% knew that Putin was helping Trump during the 2016 campaign. There can be little doubt about it. Trump is aware that Putin is again actively working to elect him right now. That's why Putin's desire to see Trump in the White House is obvious. From Trump's defense of Putin killing journalists in 2022 and his praising Putin's attack on Ukraine as being a genius and savvy, just a few weeks ago, his declaration that he would not honor NATO's collective defense obligation of all of its members, and instead allow Putin's Russia to do whatever the hell they want. To NATO allies who don't fulfill Trump's conditions. And, of course, Trump attempted a coup on January 6th, which has been a long goal of Putin. Now, there's not been a threat to our Democratic Republic as dire as Trump and his MAGA movement since World War II. That's true. When our nation had to defeat the fascists of the Axis powers, just as generations before saved our nation from those fascist forces, we will do the same come November, we hope, because that's what they were fighting. Republicans should not be allowed to watch any World War II movies at all, because those are about fighting fascism, and they're not American enough to watch our war movies. He's a genius. He's got savvy. Fuck, why do we have to be? Well, it's like torture. It really is. Why do we have to be saddled with that orange piece of shit? And by the way, MSNBC. No, that wasn't MSNBC. New York Times. Boy, you know, I'm glad that I don't subscribe to the New York Times anymore. because, you know, they're right behind the Washington Post. WAPO's ahead of the game with everything. I get their headlines first. And then New York Times keeps, you know, limping along and behind, schlepping. And they'll have the same headline with the recipe. So I think it was a week or two ago that New York Times called Trump tanned and robust. Tanned and robust. I guess nobody at the New York Times ever heard of tan in a can. He puts on like those white eye covers and sprays his face. Can you imagine a man his age puts on white eye covers? That's why around his eyes it looks white. And he sprays his face with orange spray tan in a can, which if you touch it, or like I say, if he had to rub his chin or something like that, it comes off. He has to be very careful that it doesn't come off. And then his haircut, which is like, you know, Johnny the Jet Boy haircut, whatever the fuck he is. Malcolm Nance says there's so much mayhem and chaos in the world today that taking your eye off one subject for just a split second will allow you to miss 5 and 6 others.
Oh!
It's true. That's what they do. We're living in a time of insanely super fast information sharing mainly. It's quite simple, really. It's Donald Trump induced chaos. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but some major points are made here. Putin called in all of his markers with Trump and put the word on the street. No more money to Ukraine. Trump quickly bowed down and ordered the Republicans to cut off all aid to Ukraine. And they so far, they did. Biden's got to work around that somehow, and he's got to do it fast. What resulted was a chain reaction that aided Moscow. At Trump's direction, Speaker of the House, for now, Moscow Mike Johnson did Trump's bidding. Putin now understands Ukrainian forces are spread thin. So soon after Johnson declared a 2-week recess, so that the betrayal would be difficult to reverse, the Russians started attacking across the line. Because Ukraine is now guarding its vital dwindling stocks. It's losing more men under Russia's new attacks. The advantage in Ukraine is going towards Putin, literally because Trump and Johnson followed his wishes. You know, this fucking Johnson. This, by the way, Johnson's the one who jerks off the stuff that his son jerks off. He has an app that tells him what it is, and they trade off whatever they jerk off to. Right. He's a Dominionist Catholic, and what that means is the definition of Dominionist Catholic is he's fucked up, fucked in the head. Johnson not only killed financial support for Ukraine, but also for Israel. Oh, fuck Israel. They got enough goddamn money. Well, I don't even know why we're giving them money, which Trump declared a disaster. But it's a disaster that he wants to continue. As if the situation couldn't get worse, Trump then hinted to the world that the United States would be leaving NATO in a second Trump administration. He openly stated that the Trump-led USA would certainly not defend its allies if attacked by Moscow, unless they paid what he assumes is a country club-like extortion fee. This has reinvigorated Putin. As you can plainly see, technically, Donald Trump is central to the American wing of the new axis of autocrats, Trump, Putin, Iran. Trump-induced chaos is the basic operating philosophy. Well, we haven't learned that yet, as it will only get worse in the run-up of what's supposed to be a light entertainment movie coming in the middle of the Republican primary season called Civil War. It's about a civil war in the modern United States. Is it really? I didn't know they're doing that. Many highly armed conservatives may see it as an instruction manual on how to treat their neighbors and not a Hollywood drama. Thank you, Malcolm Nance. Yeah, we don't have enough people that realize what's going on here. If you want to talk about fear, you should fear Trump. And not because he's any kind of mastermind or anything like that. What Trump is, he is a conduit. That's what Putin sees him as, a conduit. That's what the KKK sees Trump as, a conduit. They never had a conduit to mass media, to stage, screen, radio, movie, and television. They never had that. They used to have to hide under a rock all the way up until 2015. For 100 years, they hid in the rock. They hid in the hills of Georgia. and now They're out there. Some of them put suits on and ran for office. A couple of them shaved their legs, washed off the mud, and ran for office. I don't want to mention her name.
I'm getting a little tired of that crap, I can tell you right now.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of it, too. It's really depressing. We're living in very depressing and frightening times. So I think I'm going to turn this show into a little bit of happy bebop. And what I mean by that is sometimes it's called bopping the blues or risque blues. And there's a lot of names for it. I like bebop. I'll stay with that. And I found several. I've got so many of them. I don't know if I'm going to get to them all. Again, I got to do like a 2-hour show when it comes to music. But this is kind of fun. Now, listen, they're dirty, but not outwardly dirty. There's a lot of code words that they used back then. For I think rock was fuck. All she wants to do was rock and switching. And I was wrong about last week when I said jelly roll was a code word for penis. Actually, jelly roll is code word for vagina. Let's start hopping and bopping with the eminent, the great, Wynonna Harris.
Yes, it's real gone. Can't do my loving, you know what I mean. Feel so bad, I built a loving machine. After my house, I'll show you what I mean. Well, I just got wise and built me a loving machine. Well, you put a nickel in a slot, you hear some buzzing, kisses while they're hot, 5 cents a dozen. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. Well, I got hip to the tip and built me a loving machine. Well, you pull your lever on the right, two arms jump out, wrap all around you and make you scream and shout. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I've just built me a brand new loving machine. Drop a nickel in. Dixie cup, up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I got wise to myself and built me a loving machine. Well, it'll love you all day. If you feel run down, you don't have to worry, run all over town. When my machine finishes, that ain't all. Out comes a bottle of Hattie Call. Up to my house, try my loving machine. Well, after 24 hours, you know just what I mean.
Music with Boca Brittany.
Pow, 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 pow.
Bull Moose Jackson.
There's a man in town, all the women know. Goes by the name of Nosy Joe. Don't care if they're married, he takes his pick. Long as they're women, he's ready to stick his big nose in their business. His big nose in their business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. Well, he ain't good looking and he ain't big and strong. That guy's got a nose that's 4 foot long. I'm telling you, women, this ain't no jive. If you get too close, this man will drive his big nose in your business. His big nose in your business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. The other day, trying to steal my gal away. He offered her money, he offered her love. She said, thank you, sir, but please don't shove your big nose in my business. Your big nose in my business. That's Nosy Joe, he's the nosiest guy I know. Messing with my buddy's wife. My buddy caught him with his chick. Chopped off his nose, now he can't stick his big nose in my business. Big nose in your business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. Dig that nose.
2020 twin spin.
Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Smoking and liquor just makes her flinch. Seems she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Yeah, that's Bull Moose Jackson, and all of these guys were sax players. I'm going to get to Louis Jordan in a minute. They played sax, and then they would sing. And some of these, you notice, is rock and roll. It's actually the birth of rock and roll. And these guys don't get any credit for it. It started right after a war, 1946, because, I don't know, big bands were expensive. Were cheaper to hire these guys. But we're talking about musicians here. And if you want to call it early rap, in some cases it was, although I'll go back to Cab Calloway for that. But it was it rap? And some of the songs were. And the difference between these songs and rap is that they weren't lazy and just bought a computer and put an app in it. No, these were hard scrabble musicians that weren't nice. A lot of them were addicts. Some of them were ex-cons. And played in other bands all their lives. They did this, and they weren't happy people. So it's very special that they left this gift with us, and it's not overly appreciated. But you could hear a lot of Little Richard in these. And in case you're wondering why this particular genre of music had such an impact on me, well, it was part of my childhood. When we lived in Somers, which is in the country, in the northernmost part of Westchester County, New York, way up there, and in a very beautiful spot in New York. It's gorgeous up there. My mother hated it, and so we had to move back to White Plains. But while we were there, my father loved it, and he made the most of it while we did live there. And there was this beautiful reservoir within walking distance of an old farmhouse that we were renting. There's more stories about that, but I'm just going to stay with this one. It would freeze up in the winter, and yes, he would dig, put a hole in there and ice fish. So, and I'd go with him all the time. I was a little tiny kid. I was 5. So he would go to the bait and tackle shop, which wasn't your average bait and tackle shop. It was a huge shack of a building. For the life of me, I cannot remember the name of it. And it was black owned. And my father would get the bait he needed, usually worms. And this place, if you brought your catch back there after you caught the fish, they would fillet it for you and they would cook it for you. Yeah, I don't know how much it was. Probably cheap. But they would do that. And while, it took a while for them to do that, depending on how many fish you did catch. And there I was standing there while they had their radio blasting on the black R&B station playing this stuff. And we're going to have more of it in just a moment. But before we continue, let me beg for money. That's what I have to specialize in, begging. If I could, I'd get on my knees. I can't. I literally can't get on my knees. So I will never get up unless someone was around to pick me up. Thank you for your contributions. Ernie, I'm going to keep it short because I've got a lot of music to play this week. And wait till I get to your song, the Keep On Dancing, Dance With No Pants On. Wait till you see what that top 40 list is. I'm going to have to really crunch it to get it out in time for a show. Anyway, thank you, everyone, and especially Ernie. Because after all, this is a self-supported podcast. Oh, and by the way, those inbred rednecks that passed the lore about frozen embryos, they're citizens, they're people, they should all be granted a podcast, each and every one of them. I mean, so many have them now, so why not? Looks like I'm going to run out the show with most of these songs and not say too much. But I hope you enjoy it and you tap your toes a little bit. I mean, they all jump. Now let's keep rocking with Louis Jordan. And this was a big hit for him in 1946.
I want to tell you a story from way back. Truck on down and dig me, Jack. There's Big Mo. Little Mo. Four-eyed Mo. No Mo. Look at brother. Who's the greatest band around? Makes the cats jump up and down. Who's the talk of Rhythm Town? Five guys named Mo. When they start to beat it out, everybody jump and shout. Tell me, who do the critics rave about? Five guys named Mo. They came out of nowhere, and that don't mean a thing. They're red high, and you know why when you hear them swing. Highbrow, lowbrow, all agree, they're the best in harmony. I'm telling you folks, you really ought to see Five Guys Named Mo. Eat more, five little guys named Mo.
now they call me Love and Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry, oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing, then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop!
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. Treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. 60-minute
man.
They call me
Loving Dan.
I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing,
then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop!
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top.
Pop, pop, pop.
Baby, old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man, oh yeah.
60-minute man. Otis Williams and the Dominoes. I did a bit about this. I'll play it next week, maybe. And everybody was getting in on the Dirty Blues jump hip-hop. It wasn't hip-hop. It was jump blues. Surprisingly, even the Platters. Yeah, believe it or not, that was the Platters, who usually sang very, very slow. It was funny to hear him kick it up for a bit. Yeah, it's the Brit Summer Show, and I'm playing Bop, Dirty Bop. And I just wanted to point out a couple of things. One is, although many of these songs are just comedy records, comedy 78s, a lot of them were sexual, but there were a few that were about... makeup sex. You know, a couple fights and then they have sex. The next two here. Louis Jordan again. He's all over the place. The great Louis Jordan. And this particular song, I did a bit with this one too. It's almost rap.
Now this is a story of Jack and Jill. And I don't mean the couple who went up the hill. I just mean a couple of lovers that live next door, and they're always battling, and I'm trying to keep the score. They're always petting and poking and jabbing and joking and cooing and cracking and wooing and whacking. They keep necking and knocking, singing and socking and squawking and squeezing and burning and freezing. Why, he holds her hands as long as he's able, but when he lets go, she bops him with a table. They start right in, patting and pinching and clouting and clenching. They're enjoying themselves, having a good time. Now, Reverend Green thought he'd call one day on this nicely newlyweds across the way. But just as the pastor knocked on the door, a straight right connected mop, he hit the floor. They was petting and popping and banging and bopping, cooing and kissing and hitting and missing. They kept on grooving and grieving and loving and leaving, kicking and cackling and tickling and tackling. Now, one night a neighbor tried some intervention, but one short jab knocked out his good intention. They started right in, stewing and stabbing and jiving and jabbing, having a good time. Once a lion escaped from a circus train, he strayed in Jack and Jill's domain. Just then they got in a towering rage. Lion took one look and jumped back in his cage. They started in swatting and swaying and plotting and playing and stomping and stabbing and grooving and grabbing. They kept dancing and ducking, tripping and trucking and plotting and pleading and banging and bleeding. Her mother said, I'll go right in there and fetch her. But Mom came out riding on a stretcher. They started right in, hitting and holding, fainting and folding. They was enjoying themselves, having a good time. Once a reporter called on the wife just to gather some data on her hectic life. She told him she'd never find time for books. She's always busy ducking left hooks. They was always swatting and swaying and socking and singing and cutting and cuddling and messing and muddling. They kept on fondling and fussing and kissing and cussing and tapping and teasing and squatting and squeezing. Once a voice called out, stop, I'm the law. But all he stopped was a haymaker to the jaw. They started in jiving and jumping and throbbing and thumping. They was enjoying themselves. You see, they were in love. Ain't married life wonderful? Hey, will somebody call Dr. Kildare? Is Dr. Christian in the house? Huh?
I just don't have enough time for them all. So much music in such little time. But I squeezed in as much as I could for you. I'm going to go out with an instrumental here, Bull Moose Jackson. He had a lot of great stuff. This is from 1951. And you know, it's very rock and roll-y. I mean, like, late 50s stuff. And nobody credits these people. You know, it's funny. I should have done this show at Black History Month. Because that's really what it is. I mean, some white people got involved with it, but nothing kicked ass like the African Americans did. Amazing talents. If I could watch one of those now, I'd go. I mean, I'd take my walker and I'd go. And I'd shake my fat booty to it. But I can't.
No!
So I'm going to wrap it up now. Before my voice starts sounding like Bob Kennedy Jr. And I'm not going to call him by his real name.
Because he talks like this.
Can you imagine a conversation between Bob Kennedy Jr. and the post throat cancer Jack Klugman? See, I would have done a bit about that back in the aughts. So I hope you enjoyed all that good music. And I'll be back with more next time. Until then, this is Britt Summer saying, don't knock the bop.